Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is something that happened recently, although I never told anyone close to me about it at all. Everything that happened made me curious on others' opinion of the situation and what they would do in my place. I'm a female, 18. For more information about my story, I work at a casino as a slot attendant. Recognizing anyone who seemed suspicious wasn't hard for me at all, considering I was the one who always handled the complaints, and it was as regular as ever. Me and my coworkers were always allowed to freely use our phones as long as it wasn't busy and we weren't assisting anyone. So taking that as an advantage, I used to always post on my stories. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. I shared everything about my life for years. This included posting stories during work, selfies with my coworkers I was close with, or even when I would be out at the bus stop waiting for my bus to arrive and head home. It was the usual thing that I posted as I loved the night view. Just like everyone, I was pretty active on Instagram. So whenever my Instagram account's profile views would appear at a high number, it wasn't anything out of the ordinary or surprising for me. Neither were story views from accounts of people that I didn't know, considering I commented on a lot of posts and reels as everyone else. I would always enjoy viewing the accounts of the people that viewed my story. However, for over a whole week straight, I would say, as I didn't fully keep track when I noticed this, there was this one account that was not following me and hadn't liked any comments that I made. But now somehow it was always, and I mean always, the first person to view my new stories. I felt somewhat disturbed by it, and I usually don't get bothered by these things, but something about it told me it was odd, so I obviously blocked the account to ease my anxiety and concern. I proceeded to continue on as normal. However, just the very next night after a normal day of work, I was waiting for the bus to head home and it was past 8 p.m. I was scrolling on Instagram waiting and noticed a new notification. As I checked it, it said that a new account started following me. Yet again, I got a bad feeling. The username was absolute gibberish, as if whoever this was spammed their keyboard. I didn't do much about it and just left it as it was. However, around past 1:30 a.m.-ish, I was still up as I always had trouble sleeping and tonight wasn't any different.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I passed the time by talking to my online friends on Instagram, and I noticed that I had a DM request as it changed to a 1, indicating somebody was trying to message me. As I checked it, I felt uneasy. It was the same account. I clicked on the DM, and it wasn't hello or anything, it was just follow for follow. It went on to say, I'm starting new, I wanted to make some girl mutuals, LMAO, sorry if this comes off weird. I thought nothing bad of it. I brushed it off, and thinking since it was a new person on Instagram, they were simply trying to make friends or get followers. However, even after thinking it was nothing bad, I still had a bad feeling about it. It was a heavy feeling. I tried to ignore it, thinking nothing of it, and I followed the person back, and that was it. Nothing happened. Now keep in mind that Instagram had that new feature where you were able to add your live location on Instagram notes. And the very next day at work, as usual when waiting to clock out, I was texting my friend just telling her how I was heading out soon and I would text her as soon as I reached home. Clicking off the DMs, I noticed that the odd account had a new note up. It was the location being on and it was at the place that I worked at. That's when I felt my heart drop. I felt suffocated as I just stared at it, immediately clicking on it to check when it was added. It said that it had been added a minute ago. I live in a country where English speakers weren't much common, so not only was this odd, the fact that somebody was currently there, but right at this moment really freaked me out. I tried not to show much fear so whoever this was didn't notice my anxious look and think of me as an easy target. I knew it wasn't any of my coworkers. I didn't see why it could be any of them. I placed my phone back in my pocket, looking at the few customers who were getting ready to leave since it was closing hours. I was pretending like nothing happened and was just waiting for closing. In reality, I was trying to catch someone who had their phone out to put that note up. However, nobody had their phones out, and it made me wonder again if the person was even here anymore. My mind was filled with all these puzzling questions. I went on as always, saying goodbye to my coworkers. There wasn't anything weird about them which led me to believe that it was one of them. As I did leave, I was headed to the bus stop. As soon as I was sitting down, I glanced through the corner of my eye to stay alert, but not to give myself away. I was texting my friend again about the whole situation because I was seriously freaked out, and that's when I noticed the note was gone. At that moment, I wanted to run home and sprint out of there, because I was quick to realize whoever this was already knew that I saw the note. I blocked the account immediately, and after a few more minutes, which felt like hours, I was drowning in my thoughts and sweating over the anxiety rising in me. The bus arrived, and I thankfully made it home okay. I stayed up as usual texting my friend, trying to get the whole incident off my mind, and I thought I would ask my coworkers tomorrow about it. I tried to keep it off my mind for now, considering that it was almost 3 a.m. I went ahead and took a shower to try to calm my nerves. I needed to go to sleep to be productive at work tomorrow. Heading out of the bathroom though, turning on the lights in my bedroom, I was checking my phone before sleep just to text my friends goodnight, and I noticed I had a new DM request. Yet again, a new account. I felt so uneasy and was seriously going insane trying to think of how to stop this, but the timing of the message was what scared me the most. I clicked on the message, and the message said that it had just been sent a minute ago. I didn't slide to check what time exactly it was sent at because I already knew. Whoever this was had already followed me home to see my light turn on. Even though my curtains were closed, it was obvious enough from the outside to see that a room light was on. The message was just a period, a dot. And the profile was lit green, indicating that I was on their close friend's story and that they had posted something. They obviously wanted me to view their story. I hesitated to click it because I was anxious, and in that moment I realized that my hands were shaking. As I did view the story, there were two slides posted at about the same time that I received the DM. The first slide was a picture of me at the bus stop taken from behind. I was alone, and I didn't notice anybody around me at that time. The second story was taken from a car's window perspective, and it was the moment that I knew my prediction was right. I knew that this person had followed me home. Considering the second slide was taken inside a car, watching me, waiting for me, there wasn't any other reason that they would post such a thing. I built up the courage to DM the account. I was shaking like crazy and mainly frustrated, thinking that somebody was now toying with me, or at least that's what I hoped for deep inside. I sent a bunch of question marks and asked who this was. I told them to answer me before I reported them for stalking. I was left on scene for a few seconds, but I didn't wait. I tried video calling but was declined, and then they started typing. As the message was sent, I was told to follow for follow. I knew this was the same person as the one I had blocked before, indicating they wanted me to see their live location from notes again. So I did, and they had a note from 4 minutes ago. It was a laughing emoji, and their location was my street's name. I was frightened, and it took me a few seconds to move an inch. That's when the account asked me if I was lonely and needed company, with a smiling and shocked emoji. The realization dawned on me. This person thought I lived alone. In reality, I didn't. I lived with my mom. I already knew if I lived alone, I could possibly be harmed, considering the time it would take for the cops to get there, and I would have nobody else with me. I didn't give myself any time to process anything else or calm down. I immediately ran to my mom's room and woke her up. She got up and immediately sat up, seeing my panicked expression and harsh wake-up call. I didn't give her time to speak, and just told her to call the cops and that somebody was outside of our house. She headed to the front door, making sure that it was locked and that the windows were locked. As I followed her, my mom was already on the phone with the cops. They sent out officers to our location and said to stay put. As about 3 minutes passed by, I had a small idea. I texted the account saying to come and test me. This was meant to bait whoever was texting me so that they wouldn't run away from the cops, and I wanted them to get arrested. However, I noticed it said Instagram user now, which meant I was blocked. So whoever this was might have seen my mom and realized that I wasn't someone who lived alone. As soon as the cops arrived, I wasn't fully relieved as the person was not found. They searched the house and questioned me, and I spoke on everything I knew. Over further investigation, nothing was found about who these accounts belonged to, and through my workplace security cameras, no suspicious activity was found and no cameras were available near the bus station. This situation stuck with me. Whoever this was, to this day, I still don't know. How they were able to know where I worked at, if it was someone from Instagram who randomly found my page, I have no idea. It doesn't make sense to me. However, ever since this situation, I've stopped taking the bus and only order Ubers, and I wait inside until they arrive. I'm glad in the end we were safe, and I'm thankful that nothing else happened like that and hope that it stays that way. This is something that happened a few years back. So, it all started one night when I went on Instagram. For some background, I was a young woman at the time of this story, and I was pretty active on Instagram. I posted here and there, and would post stories as well. And my account was public, meaning that anyone could see it, and you did not have to be following me. When I went on, I saw this guy commented on literally almost all my photos, saying, "You're beautiful." And while this might be a nice compliment, it was from a man who I had no clue who he was. When I clicked on his profile, we had zero mutual followers, and he appeared much, much older than me. I just ignored it.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't want him on my page, but I didn't care enough to block him at that point. For the most part, it seemed harmless. He had also followed me. However, I did not follow him back or anything. He started to message me shortly after that. To start, he simply said hi and asked how I was doing. You might think this is rude, but I just ignored him. But the man was not having it. He started spamming me with messages. I didn't even bother to respond. I blocked him right there. I had blocked creeps a few times before, and I thought that would be the end of it. But as you could guess, it was not. The next night, I was at home in my apartment by myself, as I lived alone. So, really late at night, at like 11 o'clock, there was a knocking on my door. I thought that it was probably a neighbor of mine, because who else would go to someone's door that late? Without even looking to see who it was, I got up and walked over to the door. I opened it and saw a man standing there. I didn't realize that it was him right away. I still thought that this guy was a neighbor who lived in the building, but what he wanted, I did not know. After I had opened the door, not all the way, but just a few feet, he spoke. He first said hi, but without even letting me respond, he then asked why I didn't respond to him and why I had blocked him. At first, I was really confused and thought that he was at the wrong place. But then I quickly remembered and also recognized him. I mean, I had only seen his picture once for like a minute or two the previous night, so it was easy for me to forget, and he was really the last person who I had expected to show up at my door. As soon as I realized who he was, without saying anything, I quickly tried to close the door. As I went to slam it shut, the man reached out and tried to stop me. I was just barely able to get the door closed with him pushing against it. As soon as it shut, I locked it. Instantly, the man tried opening it, and when he could not, he started banging on the door. I was shocked. How on earth did this guy know where I lived? I was under the impression that he was some random guy, probably in another state. I figured that he was halfway across the country looking at my profile. The man continued to bang at the door and demand that I open it. I yelled back that I was calling the cops. The man just kept trying to get in and demanding for me to open the door. He started to kick at the door as well. I did not hesitate, and I called the police. I reported the man and then went into my bedroom and closed the door and locked it too. This was just in case the guy was somehow able to break the door down. The police response was really fast. It was probably less than 5 minutes later. At this time, the man was still at my door trying to enter. The cops found him doing that and they arrested him. I later found out that he did not live in my building, but over an hour away. He had driven all this way to confront me after I blocked him on Instagram. It's one of the craziest things that's ever happened.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
This is something that happened a couple of years ago, but it stuck with me, and I still remember it from time to time. It's something involving Instagram, which is obviously a very popular app and is one that I use regularly. At the time of this story, I would go on Instagram just about every day. Most of my friends and I followed each other and had for years. We would like and comment on each other's posts and things like that. We would also post stories almost every day. Every now and again, there would be bots or weird people on Instagram, but it didn't happen too often. And when it did, you would typically just ignore them or maybe block them at most. Everything was usually harmless. They would maybe leave a weird comment or try to follow you, but overall, nothing that strange had happened. One time, though, I remember that I saw an Instagram notification that I had a message request. It said it was from my same name. This confused me, and I opened the app to see what was going on. You see, I don't have a very common name. It's not like super unusual or anything, but it's not very common. When I went in the Instagram app, I saw that this account had my exact same first and last name, and the profile picture was the same profile picture that I had. They were requesting to message me. The only difference between this account and mine were the amount of followers and people they were following, and obviously the username as well, because two people are not allowed to have the same exact username. It was a very similar name to mine though, but just off by an underscore or period or something like that. Anyways, I accepted the message because I was curious as to who this was. The person simply said, "Hi." I clicked on their profile and it had no posts, was only following a few people, and just had a few followers. None of them were people who I knew or recognized. I responded asking who this was. They responded pretty quickly back to me saying, "I'm you." Now, this was an unusual behavior for a bot, and at this point it seemed more likely to be a prank, but I didn't really know anybody who would do something like this. I asked, "What do you mean?" They simply said again, "I'm you." I was fed up and I closed Instagram and then got off my phone. I thought to myself, that's enough internet for today. However, hours later when I used my phone again, I saw that there were multiple Instagram messages now. They were all from that same account. The account just kept saying "hi" over and over again. A few times it said things like "answer me" or "respond now." I finally went back on and responded saying, "What do you want?" Soon after, the account simply sent me a link. I didn't know what it was, but I was hesitant to click it. Sometimes links can be viruses or scams of some sort. I did not know what this could be, because the link was just a bunch of random letters and numbers it seemed. However, my curiosity ended up getting the better of me, and I clicked on the link. It took me to this archaic-looking web page. It looked like those websites from the 90s that don't have much design and use Times New Roman font. But this web page was all white and had several headings of text and small paragraphs after them. Then there were photos, and the web page appeared to be all about me. There were pictures of me, mostly taken from my social media, but some were taken from other places, such as my friends' pages or even when I was in a school newspaper. It was like a biography of me. It said my name, date of birth, my parents, siblings, and where I was from. It said every school that I went to as well. It was almost like a Wikipedia page, but more archaic looking and less organized. And I'm not famous or anything, so this was really weird. When I saw it, I was totally creeped out. Whoever made this really took a lot of time to put it together. I left the website and sent another message to the person demanding to know what this was all about. But this time, they didn't answer. A short time later, I went back on Instagram. Except now, surprisingly, the person had blocked me. I was now so confused. I tried to find the account again, but could not. After that, there were no more strange messages or anything like that. I never saw that account again, and I never found out who was doing that. Something really crazy happened a few weeks ago. I thought that I would share because I still don't understand it. So one night, I was just at home by myself, relaxing and scrolling on Instagram Reels. In case anybody doesn't know, these are just short videos that you can quickly scroll through posted on Instagram. At one point, I don't even know how long in, I came across this rather creepy one. It was an Instagram Reel of this guy in a fairly dark room, which I assumed was his bedroom. He was staring at the camera with these sort of wide eyes and had really messed up hair. I assumed that it had to be a joke and he was trying to be creepy on purpose. The guy, in a creepy voice, put his head really close to the phone and began talking. He was saying stuff that made him sound like a creep or a stalker. He was kind of rambling on and not making a ton of sense, but every now and then he would say things like, "I like to watch you sleep," or "I love to follow people home." I was convinced that this was a character that the guy was pretending to play. I've seen some pretty crazy acting people on social media. Some people will do anything to get views or followers, but something about this guy gave me the creeps rather than made me laugh. So I clicked on his profile out of curiosity. He had a decent number of posts, it looked like, maybe 20 or 30, and they were all very similar to this. However, he did not have that many followers. I think he had under 100 followers, and I don't recall how many people he was following. Most of his videos were just him rambling as if he was talking to someone and saying creepy things. Sometimes he would smile at the camera with wide eyes for the entire video for like 10 or 20 seconds. It was really strange. So eventually, after scrolling through his page for like 5 minutes, I got out of there and moved on. I started watching more reels. When I was still on Instagram and still watching the reels, I got a notification of a new follower. I clicked and saw that it was the same guy who I had just seen. He had followed me on Instagram. I was creeped out when I saw that. I hadn't liked any of his posts and I didn't follow him or anything. This seemed like a really crazy coincidence. Then, less than a minute later, he messaged me. I remember he said, "What are you doing right now?" I was not sure how to respond, so at first, I did not. Then, about 10 minutes later, I saw that I had been tagged in a video by this guy. I clicked on it, and it was another one of his rambles, except this time, he appeared to mostly be talking about me. He said my name several times, and then started talking about how he was going to try to find out where I lived and things like that. At one point, he said that I had better not make him mad. After his creepy rambling video, I instantly blocked him and then got off Instagram. I felt sort of paranoid that he would somehow figure out where I lived or something like that, but thankfully nothing else happened. I still wonder, how did he even find my profile? I'm hoping that I never see that guy again. Maybe it was just a harmless joke where he pretends to be creepy as a character. I'm hoping that's what it was, but I don't know. I'm glad I blocked him though.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I live by myself in a sort of small house currently that I rent. I've lived here for a couple of years. About 6 months ago was the scariest thing that's happened since I've been here. My neighborhood is pretty typical. There are a lot of other houses on the street. It's in a place where there are a lot of neighbors, but the street is typically pretty quiet, especially at night. I haven't seen many crazy things around the neighborhood at all. Rarely is there ever police activity or anything sketchy seeming going on. So one night, I was by myself at home. I was in my living room hanging out and had been for a while. My windows in the living room look out to the front yard and also to the street, so the windows were mostly covered by the shades, but not entirely. I had like a couple of feet maybe on one end. I got up for whatever reason, maybe to get something to drink or to use the restroom, I don't remember, but as I passed by the uncovered spot of the window, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. When I looked, it appeared as though a man was standing a few feet into my front yard. He was slowly walking, and I also noticed that he was wearing this really creepy-looking mask. It was a latex mask, the kind that are realistic and go entirely over your head. But this one, I could tell was a mask right away, but it was still pretty crazy. I'm not sure who the mask was supposed to be of, or if it was just like a generic man or something. But it was a male's face, and it was definitely a scary sight to see out the window. When I saw him, he kind of kept walking forward, and then I'm not sure if he noticed me or what, because after that he turned and walked off into the street. He had looked over in my general direction, but not right at me, and I obviously couldn't tell exactly where he was looking. After he walked off, he disappeared down the street, and then I closed the shades entirely. I hoped that this guy would not return. I checked out the windows again before going to bed, and things were fine. To be honest, I really didn't know what that was all about, but I figured that he was just passing by. Maybe he was trying to pull a prank on someone else, I really don't know. He had only gone like 10 feet into my yard at most, and never really got that close to my house or anything. But literally right before I was about to go to sleep that night, I went on my phone. I saw that I had a new follow request on Instagram. When I looked to see who it was, the profile name was Jonathan Jones, which is obviously a fake name, but the profile picture was of a guy wearing that exact same mask. I looked at the account, following 0 people and 0 followers, 0 posts as well. It had just been made, and this was the same guy who was in my yard. Something was really fishy here. I declined his follow request and looked out the windows one more time. They were good. Then I went to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, I saw that he had requested to follow me again. This time, out of curiosity, I messaged him. I said something like, "Who are you?" He did not respond, though. And then I went on with my day. I didn't accept or decline the request at that point. That night, I went back on to look. He had still not answered me, but had seen the message, and he withdrew his follow request. I was now very confused, but I was also really creeped out. So much so that one of my best friends came over to stay the night on my couch so that I wouldn't be alone. We looked out the windows every so often. Then, at one point, maybe 10 o'clock at night, my friend yelled that she saw him. I got up and ran over to the window. It was covered, but she was carefully looking out of the bottom corner of it, pulling back the blinds. I looked too, and saw the same man casually walking down the street. He got to my house and looked over, and we both ducked down. Moments later, we looked again. The man walked up the driveway and seemed to notice my friend's car there. He stopped and was just looking at it for like 10 seconds straight. Then he turned and looked to the window. I'm sure that he saw us. We both ducked down again really fast. I was terrified. When we looked again, though, he was walking off and disappearing down the street. We thought about calling the cops, but did not. He did not return again that night, at least not that we're aware of. And after that, I'm not aware of him ever coming back. He never requested to follow me again, and he never messaged me on Instagram or anything after. I still don't know who he was. He clearly knew who I was, though. It's something that really creeps me out when I look back on it.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save.